When I was a kid, the prized gift for my family was this box of chocolates, a specific box of chocolates. They were these incredible, crispy balls of smooth chocolate and nuts. They were either Italian or French. We couldn't pronounce their name, which meant they were classy. So every time we had family visiting, or if we were going somewhere, my parents would go to a Chinese supermarket to get these chocolates. Now, fancy chocolate wasn't really a thing in Chinese food, so I always thought it was a little funny that they would only find these things in Chinatown. And weirdly, even though they were European, none of the white kids I grew up around had ever heard of them. Now, fast forward 30 years later, and I'm reading a story by the writer Liana Agajanian, whose family is Iranian-Armenian, and she's talking about this box of chocolates that were a big deal in her community, and I'm like, wait, what? And she goes on to say that these chocolates are also hugely important in Indian communities and Libyan communities and all these communities around the world. And so I had to talk with her about this gift that we all kept on giving. Hey, Liana, great to have you here.
Hi, Francis. Thank you so much for having me.
I am so excited to talk with you today because, you know, I used to feel like I had this small but kind of special secret from my youth as a Chinese American kid. And here you write the story about having the same special secret as an Armenian Iranian American. So do you remember the first time you had a Ferrero Rocher?
I don't remember the first time because it was such an omnipresent thing in my life that it just always seemed to be there. But I felt like it was a special secret as well when I was growing up. And for me personally, because there are so many layers involved in the actual chocolate, I would eat it very slowly to make sure that it lasted really long and that I could taste each individual layer on its own.
Yeah, I totally remember doing that. Oh my God. For us, it was like, I don't remember when we first saw them. It was like sometime in the 80s. So I was like a little kid, and all of a sudden they were everywhere. Like every time one of our cousins or aunties would come over, they would bring a box. It was like the classy gift to give. And so then you became like, you had them and then you would bring them to other people's homes. It was like this currency of this particular brand of chocolate. And again, I thought it was like a Chinese thing because it was only Chinese families I knew who did this.
You know, that's one of the things that really surprised me as I was writing this piece and the reaction afterwards, that it was just this thing that so many immigrant communities and people around the world kind of shared. And I think everyone thought that it was their special secret until they found out, wait a minute, we were all doing this at the same time. but yeah, it was, you know, a lot of these cultures, including my own, are very heavy on hospitality. That's a big deal. It's a way that you show respect. You're very hospitable to both family, friends, and strangers. And so if someone was coming over to your house, you would have that out. And if you were going to someone's house, you would for sure have to take something. And what could be better than a glass-looking box with 48 pieces of little individual chocolate hazelnut balls in it, all wrapped in gold, that you'd have to carefully open and eat? It was just a currency. It was just a way for you to show that you really cared about this person.
And so when you wrote your story, you researched why it was this particular brand of candy, right? Because, yeah, it was this candy. Mm-hmm. It wasn't like any old nice box of chocolates. It was always Ferrero Rocher. And again, for me as a Chinese American, for you as Armenian-Iranian, but in your story, you had people who were Indian. I have to tell you, actually, when I brought this story up, one of my colleagues, Erica, whose family's Colombian, she's like, oh my God. And she told us that she is setting the tables at her wedding with this candy. So like, this is such a thing for so many different immigrant communities. Why is that?
That's a great question. I think a large portion of it has to do with how Ferrero Rocher marketed themselves very cleverly. They, I think, had a plan to be global. And they did very clever marketing where they attached the candy to holidays. So, for example, Ferrero Rocher has a huge presence in India. And so when it was Diwali, they would make commercials and have been making commercials saying things like, Ferrero Rocher is precious, just like your family. And so this chocolate started becoming associated with that relationship. And then, you know, I think that they really played up on the European element, the refinement of, you know, what Italian rich quality chocolate could be. And you see a lot of that featured in their commercials where there's a chef in the kitchen who's really taking the time with like a pair of tweezers to make sure that every little bit of hazelnut or whatever they're doing is very, very well placed. Perfect. Yeah. On every like chocolate that they're making. So it really kind of set this precedent where if you bought Ferrero Rocher, you were buying something that had a really special touch to it. And you were buying it because this chocolate is precious, just like your family. Yeah. And at some point, they entered the American market and have now become a really mainstream part of the offerings that you can buy in a drugstore.
Yeah, they got a drugstore. Yeah.
Yeah. I think I mentioned in my piece that it wasn't like they were the only ones. There's Godiva too, right? That is also associated with a very refined taste.
Right.
But Godiva opened stores in malls. And so Ferrero Rocher was much more accessible to a wider range of communities, and especially the immigrant communities who would, you know, have access to them in the drugstore sooner than they would in a mall.
Yeah. And it really sort of like reinforced this idea of like, oh, America, it's like the streets are paved with gold and you can get Ferrero Rocher at a drugstore.
Exactly. That's exactly right. Yeah.
Well, anyway, well, what a great gift. I hope you get many boxes of them this holiday season.
Thank you. I hope you do too. It's become a thing that I do now. You know, I used to kind of laugh at it and just think that it was something my parents did. But as we all know, we all turn into our parents. And now I take that when I go to someone's house.
Yeah, you gotta lean into it. Thank you so much for coming in, Liana.
Thank you so much for having me.
Liana Agajanian is a journalist and writer who's tracing the Armenian immigrant experience in America through food. Project is called Dining in Diaspora.